Abner, did you notice that sound just then?
What?
Was it our ring?
Oh, did the telephone ring?
Oh, for pity's sake. Hello, John Downstore.
I know that I'm waiting.
Yeah, this is Lum and Abner.
What's going on down in Pine Ridge?
Oh, we've just let our store business here run down something wonderful.
Yeah, well, I reckon folks kind of thinks of me and you as being mule men instead of storekeepers. Special you.
Well, yeah, folks kind of hates to come up to the grand old man of mule racing and ask him for a can of tomatoes or a pound of cheese. Don't sound right. Embarrassing.
Yeah, well, we got to get them used to thinking of this place as a store again, Olam. Now that that mule derby's over, well, they don't seem to want to come in here no more.
Yeah, we've got to at least get our old customers back. While we've been sleeping, Dick Huddleston's took all our customers away from us.
Yeah, we could just think up some way. Huh?
I say we got to get our old customers back.
Did you say Dick Huddleston's been getting them while we were sleeping?
Sure, not tending to business the way we are.
Lied, Doggies, if he's going to stay open all night, we will, too.
Well, I don't mean
he's keep the store open during the day?
Of course we will. I'm talking
about... Well, why are we going to sleep?
If you'll hush up a minute, I'll explain it to you.
Stop. I know what you mean. You want to keep the store open day and night, but I say we got to get some sleep, too.
I don't mean for us to keep the store open of a night.
Well, you said Dick was.
I never said no such a thing. I said while we've been sleeping, Dick Huddleston's been taking our business away from us.
Well, of course, he had to set up nights reading all that contest mail, and I reckon he might as well have been doing business as long as he's setting up anyway.
Abner, Dick Huddleston don't keep his store open of a night, so...
All that business in.
Well, he don't have to...
Yeah, I see now. I know what you're talking about now.
Well, I'm glad you got it through that thick head of yours.
Doggies, I don't know why I never understood it to start with.
Well, I don't either.
He don't keep his store open, but he goes around taking orders of a night, huh?
Oh, for
Doggies, that's a good idea. Get a feller out of bed, he'll promise to buy anything just so he can go back to sleep.
For goodness sake.
Leave, I'll call on a few of them tonight. Pick out some of them sleepy heads like old Uncle Henry Lunsford. Go over about midnight tonight. Tell him if you don't give me an order for some groceries, I'm going to sit right there and pester until daylight.
Abner, will you listen to me a minute?
Yeah.
Now, just don't say a word till I get done. When I said Dick Huddleston's been taking our customers while we're sleeping, I don't mean the kind of sleeping you're thinking about, in bed with your eyes shut.
Well, how can you go to sleep without shutting your eyes?
I said be quiet till I get done explaining this to you.
Go ahead.
When I say sleep, I mean closing our eyes to our regular business and paying too much attention to something else. Like mules, for instance. Now, we've got to get a new slant on selling methods. Learn how to wait on folks.
I know how to wait on them.
Oh, you can get stuff down off the shelves and hand it to them, yeah.
Well, what are you supposed to do, let them get it?
No, but there's newer ways of doing it, I know that.
Lum, you either got to get the stuff for them or let them get it. Now, how would a can of tomatoes know when somebody wants it? Ain't going to jump off the shelf by itself.
I seen a book advertised in a magazine the other day on modern salesmanship. And I told the mail carrier to stop there in the store at the county seat this morning and see if they had one.
Good. I'd love to see what other ways they've got figured out to get stuff off the shelves.
Well, that ain't all he is in selling stuff. Now, here's the advertisement I clipped out of the magazine. It says, Mr. Salesman, are you satisfied with average results? Read our book of modern salesmanship and double your earnings. Be the man who builds a better mousetrap. Learn the scientific way to suck.
What's that about a mousetrap?
Says, be the man who builds a better mousetrap.
Now, Lum, there ain't no money in building your own mousetraps here in Pine Ridge. Might sell a few, but might not everybody around here's got a cat.
Well, they don't mean it that way. It's just an expression. I've heard it 1,000 times. Fact is, I think it's old Eddard saying of mine. Build a better mousetrap and the world will beat a path to your door.
Still don't believe you can make no money out of it.
Just means if we can build a better mousetrap, we can get customers into the store.
I don't believe you're going to get no customers by trapping them.
Trapping them?
Oh, you might get a few. I believe I can set one in that cracker barrel and catch old Grandpappy Spears. But them mousetraps ain't going to hold him long. What we need is a big steel bear trap. Put it right there by the front door and cover it up right good with leaves. That'll get them. just tell them we won't turn them loose till they give us an order.
Do you think a feller give you an order after you deliberate caught him in a bear trap?
Long, they'll promise anything to get out of there. Them things hurt. Might not take a foot off.
Of course they would.
But that's better than them pesky little old mouse traps, Long. They'd never hold nobody. Just aggravate them's all they'll do.
Nobody said nothing about setting no traps for nobody.
Oh, I thought that up myself, huh?
You must have.
Well, good for me. I'm improving on the book and ain't even read it yet. I believe now, Long, if we'd run a line of traps clean across the street there, we'd do better. Get some of them folks that's going by heading for Dick Huddleston's store, too.
Abner, we ain't going to set no steel traps.
Well, there's another kind of trap that Indians used to use. You take a rope and tie it to the top of a little tree, a sapling, and then bend the tree down and put a loop in the other end of the rope, and when they step through it, well, that sapling flips back and leaves them hanging there by 1 foot, head down.
That's the ridiculousest thing I ever heard of.
So, because I'd love to catch old Grandpa Masters one of them. I bound you that old man would scream like a panther.
Well, we ain't going to set no traps for nobody. Now, just forget about the traps and let me finish this advertisement.
Go ahead.
Literally thousands of salesmen who have read this book have doubled or tripled their earnings almost overnight.
Well, I do know. Just with them little mousetraps, it's hard to believe.
Ernest DeWitt of Clinton, Iowa writes.
Who?
Ernest DeWitt.
Oh, that's the old man Frank DeWitt's boy.
After studying your book on selling and putting your plan into action, I increased my sales 22% in 2 days.
Old Frank had 3 girls and 1 boy, but I never recollected his name being Ernest. They always called him Pee-wee. Pee-wee DeWitt. He was a little bitty skinny feller, taking piano lessons on the organ.
What are you talking about?
Pee-wee DeWitt. Don't you recollect when they lived here?
Do you want to hear this letter or not?
Sure, go ahead. I'm proud to hear little Pee-wee's doing so good.
Thanks to your wonderful book, I have now been promoted to sales manager of my district, which takes in almost all of the residential section of Clinton.
I bound you his mama's disappointed in him, though. After spending all that money giving him pie in her lessons for him to wind up selling mousetraps.
Abner, if you say mousetraps one more time, I'm going to whop you right on top of the head. Granny, you get something in your mind and run a feller stark raving mad crazy with it.
You was the one that started it, reading about mousetraps.
I told you not to say mousetraps no more.
Well, can I? All right.
My company has made me a member of their go-getters club and have given me a button to wear in my coat lapel. Grannies, I'd love to have one of them. I owe all this to you. Sincerely yours, Ernest DeWitt, Clinton, Iowa.
Yes, sir. I just can't hardly imagine that young'un being growed up. Oh, he was an awful crybaby. I recollect he got up at the school closing exercises to play the pioneer and forgot his teeth. Cry? That kid bawled to where you could.
That was our ring, wasn't it?
Yeah, that blame telephone's a nuisance. Ought to have the thing took out of here.
Go ahead and answer.
Hello, who is it? What do you want? Who? What? Ain't got it. Get it down to Dick Carlson's store.
That's a fine way to answer the phone. That's exactly what I've been talking about. Sending our customers down to Dick Huddleston's store. Who was it?
Mamie Phillips.
Gonji, you told her we was out of something just because you're too lazy to take it over there.
No, sir. We ain't got none.
What was she wanting?
Oh, she wanted, nothing.
Nothing? What did she want, Abner?
Why, she... You won't be mad at me if I tell you, will you?
Of course I won't be mad. What did she want? Tell me. Go on.
Mousetrap.